This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So how do you create an intentional culture within your organization?
It takes a lot of practice and effort, and I don't know if that's something that came naturally to Michael and I early on. We like to work, and I think we knew in our mind what our values felt like, but we hadn't put them into words yet. But that process of sitting down on the whiteboards, you know, we have an advisor, Doug Dane. He's the ex-chief merchant over at Walmart, and very purpose-driven guy, and he helped us discover that. He came in and he did a session with our entire team and really forced us to think intentionally about our values. It took us a couple of days, but we eventually got there through blood, sweat, and tears. And those have really come to represent everything we want Revunit to be. And we refer back to them often, and we drive it through the agendas of our company and the meetings that we have. And I think most folks at Revunit could talk pretty proficiently about our values.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So what drives you? What are you most passionate about?
For me, in my personal life, it's about having the time to live a balanced life. Yeah. And so, I have a wonderful wife who's here with me today and five kids, and which is a little uncommon for an entrepreneur, right, to have had that much family. We actually found out a couple days after I quit my job to start Revunit that we were about to have our fourth kid. And so the pressure was on to get this thing right.
That'll help on it.
Yeah.
That's a good motivation.
Yeah, that was a big motivation. So, food, shelter, those things motivate me quite a lot.
Yes.
But a balanced life is important to me. Being able to get into a situation with work where I can spend time with family, spend time on church activities is really important. As far as business goes, we're extremely motivated in providing a place where people love to be. We really believe that we are in the talent economy, meaning that the only real competition is the competition for talent. Hmm. And so creating an environment where people love to be, a place where people feel like you've got their back and they've got yours, that sense of community. We believe great teams are made up of people who won't let each other fail. And I think that's the atmosphere we try to create at Revunit, and that drives us. We guard that pretty jealously.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.